the budget would expand the Targeted Community Alternatives to Prison, or TCAP, program. It's in operation in 8 counties right now, and it seeks to remove about 4,000 nonviolent offenders from the state's prison system and give $60 million to local communities to monitor and treat them. Republican State Auditor Dave Yost is running for Attorney General, and in a letter opposing the plan, he says it'll end up helping heroin dealers instead of the state.
I just think in the middle of an opiate crisis, that's a non-starter. We've got to be able to have the threat of prison to work our way up the food chain and get the big fish at the top of the distribution network. And that's not going to happen if they know they're going to be sentenced to double secret probation back home.
Ohio's prisons are about 30% over capacity and have been bursting at the seams for years. Prisons Director Gary Moore has been pushing back on calls that Ohio should build a new prison, saying he'd resign before he'd agree to spending $1 billion that way. He says the TCAP program is a good start toward reducing overcrowding and helping drug addicts that are flooding the prison system. Because he says in many cases, drug offenders coming to state prisons are just supporting their own habits.
Their criminality is actually enhanced often by sending people to prison. Do we want to make people worse and spend more money, or do we want to be more efficient with money and put people in the right seat and to be right on crime and to handle drug addiction as a medical issue? Do we want to do that? I think we do.
The American Civil Liberties Union has been supportive of the TCAP plan, as has FreedomWorks, a Tea Party-backed group. But prosecutors are concerned, saying that perhaps the laws on low-level felonies should be changed instead. And this comes at a time when U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has told federal prosecutors to go for mandatory minimum sentences when dealing with drug cases. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.